Welcome to the Fleeton Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we'll be talking about sleep hygiene. We're going to go over some of the signs of poor sleep hygiene. Sleep is an important part of a healthy lifestyle and resilience. Sleep disturbances and feeling tired during the daytime are signs of poor sleep hygiene. For some, it's taking too long to fall asleep. For others, it's waking up during the night or tossing and turning. We've got some tips to help you get better sleep. Open your curtains during the day or take short walks where sunlight is available to help you maintain a healthy sleep cycle. Remove all artificial sources of light from the room when you're trying to sleep. Try to avoid stimulants such as caffeine or nicotine when it's close to bedtime. If you consume alcohol before bedtime, try to limit your intake. While alcohol can help your initial falling asleep, it does disrupt your sleep as your body starts to process the alcohol. 90 minutes to 2 hours before bedtime, try to take a walk or do a short, light cardio of about 10 minutes. This gets your body feeling relaxed. This is not your daily workout routine, and it should be short and easy. Limit daytime naps to 30 minutes or less. A short nap of 20 to 30 minutes can help you feel better, but longer naps can interfere and make you feel more tired. If you do nap, try not to do it after 4 p.m. Watch what you eat before going to bed. Try to avoid fatty, spicy, or rich foods right before sleeping. This can trigger indigestion and disrupt your sleep pattern. Set a bedtime routine and stick to it. This could be reading, taking a relaxing shower or bath, or just relaxing without electronic devices for about 30 minutes prior to going to bed. This can start to trigger your brain into thinking that it's time to sleep. Create a sleeping environment. Do not use your bed for daily activities such as watching TV or relaxing during the day. The bed should be limited to only a few activities. This lets your body and brain know that when you lie down in bed, it's time to sleep. Try to keep the room a comfortable temperature, and the room should be relaxing to you. Remove or limit use of electronics in the bedroom, especially before bed. Our cell phones, computers, tablets, and TVs have a much larger effect on our restful sleep than we think. Blue light that is emitted by screens actually suppresses melatonin production. Melatonin is the hormone that controls your circadian rhythm, also known as your sleep pattern. These electronics keep your brain alert when you want to sleep. The information they share can actually give your brain a hit of dopamine, which is the same hormone we get when we accomplish something. This dopamine keeps your brain excited for about 30 minutes, even if the initial rush is long over. The light from your electronics can also wake you up. It's estimated that we lose an hour of sleep a night just to the presence of our electronics in our room. The expectation of notifications can keep your brain from completely falling asleep. Even when they're on Do Not Disturb mode, they can still produce light from power buttons, screens being knocked during the night during movements, or pets touching them. If you have your cell phone in your room, place it on Do Not Disturb mode and place it face down. This will stop it from disturbing your sleep. However, most have found they get best results by keeping their electronics out of the bedroom completely. That was an overview of sleep hygiene. Thank you for joining me and Fleeton Family in our podcast series. For more information, please contact us at 1-866-854-0638.